Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to our final week of daily devotions in the letter of the Apostle James. David Pallison wrote, "Prayer is meant to be the conversation where your life and your God meet. God knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust, which is why He made prayer in such a way that even the weakest of us can make use of it as we meet life's challenges." And that is what the Apostle James is teaching us in the conclusion of his letter, and we're going to be looking at verses 13 to 15 in chapter 5. James writes, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up." Now, we learned about how we are to go to God in prayer when we are suffering, because our religion reveals to us the only God who is not immune to suffering, because the Son of God, Jesus, went to the cross. And now James says that the person who is sick should call for the elders of the church, and they should pray over that person and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, the Greek word James uses here does not necessarily refer to physical sickness, but it would include troubles like serious depression. This kind of sickness or weakness James is referring to is no trivial matter. James says it requires the attention of the elders. There are times in the lives of church members when they should call the elders. These elders are to anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. And interestingly, James uses a different word here that speaks to those who have grown weary. And James says the prayer of faith will save this person, and the Lord will raise them up. We practice this anointing with oil and praying for people at our church, and I have been privileged to anoint sick believers and watch God work. There's actually very little in the New Testament regarding the anointing with oil. There's only one other mention of oil being used in healing, and that's in Mark 6:13. The Old Testament uses primarily have to do with the consecration of people or things for the Lord's purposes. But I want us to notice in this passage that the anointing with oil is not of primary importance to James. James does not say that the anointing of oil will save the one who is sick and the Lord will raise him up. No, it's the prayer of faith. The oil doesn't heal. God does the healing. Now, it's important for us to refute the idea that we're guaranteed healing if we have just enough faith. There are some folks who look at this verse and they say, if you're not healed, it's your fault because you don't have enough faith. And you can imagine the message that this sends to people who are suffering great afflictions, the dejection many folks face who fall for this improper understanding of faith is tragic. You see, God does not always answer our prayers for healing. Consider the Apostle Paul, whose thorn in his side was not removed despite three times him pleading with God to do it. More, notice that James says it is the prayer of faith of God's appointed elders. We can all pray, and we should, but God sets apart the prayers of His chosen leaders as unique for times of crisis. Okay, Joel, but how do you help a person God doesn't help, who doesn't understand why God doesn't help them? Well, first, my friend, I point them to Christ. Hebrews 5:7-9 says, "During the days of Jesus' life on earth, He offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save Him from death, and He was heard because of His reverent submission. Son though He was, He learned obedience from what He suffered, and once made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him." This is a picture of Jesus in the garden on the night He was betrayed. Christ sees what faces Him, and He prays to His Father three times, "Take this cup from me." Jesus doesn't want to be forsaken by the Father who He has fellowshiped with for all of eternity. If the Father denied the prayer of His only Son, the apple of His eye, who He loved with all His being, who had never done anything that wasn't an act of complete love, if Father God said that it was better for His Son Jesus to suffer than to answer His prayer of faith, then why should we think that we're guaranteed to have all our prayers answered? Actually, I think James would say this fails the test of gospel humility. A second thing I would remind them of is that James says God will raise them up. This is actually resurrection language. And there is a sense that God the Father did answer Jesus' prayer by raising him up from the dead. And God promises new bodies in a perfect world one day for all who believe in the Son that he raised from the dead. I'll be the first to admit that is one of the hardest things in the world to see someone suffer and not have their prayers answered. But we're called to trust that our God, our Heavenly Father, knows what is best for his children. And at the same time, we never stop asking. First, because it moves us closer to God. And secondly, we will be surprised at how many prayers God does answer when we simply start asking. My friend, our prayers are in fact powerful instruments that God uses to bring deliverance. Remember who you are and who you belong to.